So how do you go dealing with anxious dogs or with dogs that might not be used to it?
You just take time. Like, if I've got a new booking coming on, I book out extra time. So I don't know what this dog's going to be like. So I'll always book a little bit extra time. You can take your time. And you're not rushing the dog. And you might have to go back. You might not get through a full service with a new dog that's anxious. You might have to stop the service and go, right, we've pushed it as far as we can today. We'll come back next time or next week and we'll do a bit more. And you just work that dog. That dog will get used to it over time.
So today we're joined by Michelle Williamson from Jim's Dog Wash. So thank you very much for joining us today on the Jim's podcast. And before we start, I would like to present to you our Call Silver membership, which is worth around $600, which we'll get to you after the interview for being a star franchisee. Now, Michelle, let's just chat about yourself. So let's start with a bit about what were you doing prior to Jim's and how you stumbled into Jim's Dog Wash.
So I've been dog grooming for about 10 years. So I started in salons and I also worked for another franchise company before I started Jim's. So I've been with Jim's 3 years, July, so just over 3 years. I was doing security.
Oh, really? Security? Yeah. How'd you get into that then, from security to dog grooming?
A friend of mine owned a salon and she was looking for a manager. And I said to her, what about me? And she laughed. And she goes, well, come down and have a couple of days work and see what you think. It's not for everybody. And yeah, haven't looked back. 10 years and still grooming.
So what was it about Jim's Dog Wash then that you wanted to come and join us? Because this is great to have someone like you on, because a lot of people I've interviewed from Jim's Dog Wash from completely unrelated fields, whereas you've had extensive grooming experience, you know, private business and a franchise. So what made you then decide to come in and ball with Jim's Dog Wash?
Just the support that you get and the trailers. The trailers are absolutely amazing to work in. And where the situation I was working in before, the trailers were not like that. They were more set up for dog washing, not for grooming. And I was a groomer. And yes, I rang Sharon and she gave me an offer I couldn't refuse. And here I am today.
And now let's talk about then the grooming side of it. So what goes into a good groom from your perspective? It's not just washing, you know, washing the bath and that's it. So you don't talk about the full services that you can do with your salon, mobile salon.
Yeah, well, you can do everything. It's like having a salon on wheels, you know, and it's ergonomic. You've got tables that go up and down to fit your height, a bath with a shelf in it so you don't have to lean over to wash dogs. You've got air conditioning, heating. There's everything's at your fingertips. It's really good for your body because I'm 50. I got into grooming when I was 40. So, yeah, it's very good.
And how big is your business currently? How many regulars do you have or how many grooms do you get through a day?
I groom a lot. I had to groom about 10 to 14 dogs a day.
Wow, that's a lot from what that's a lot from everyone I've interviewed. It's not nowhere near that amount.
I think I still hold the record for most dogs done in one day, and that was 19.
Gee whiz, how'd you manage that?
That was Christmas time.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of doubles and triples, and I knew all the dogs, so it was just back-to-back dog washing.
Is that your average at the moment? Michelle's 10 to 14 a day still, or?
Yeah, I work for days, so I try and do big days so I can have my time off.
Now, are you doing a lot of doubles in that, or is it just how do you work managing to set that up?
Sometimes, not always. So probably the 14, you're probably looking at more doubles and triples, whereas your 10 is probably singularly. I start at 9 and finish at 5.
And has it been something where you've been able to condense your route since you started to get to that, can do that? Or?
You get to know the dogs. So when you know your dogs, you know exactly how much time you're going to take. So you can add more in your daily drive. So you can get more done when you know your dogs.
Well, I had a look at your star rating before and you got a perfect star rating. So it means customers love you. There's never been a complaint or anything, which is fantastic. So what to you then is the key to giving good service?
Being reliable. I think that's key. And turning up on time. People, when they book tradies and you give a time of, I'll be there between 10 and 12, that's sort of giving a 2-hour turnaround. People get a bit annoyed with that. So just being reliable and do it. People that book ahead, working out their bookings for them, they just expect you to turn up. You don't have, people want a reliable service, so that's one thing they don't have to worry about in their lives.
And with dog grooming, a lot of people might think their dog's a bit anxious and that sort of stuff. So how do you go dealing with anxious dogs or with dogs that might not be used to it?
You just take time. If I got a new booking coming on, I book out extra time. So I don't know what this dog's going to be like. So I'll always book a little bit extra time so you can take your time and you're not rushing the dog. And, you might have to go back. You might not get through a full service with a new dog that's anxious. You might have to stop the service and go, right, we've pushed it as far as we can today. We'll come back next time or next week and we'll do a bit more. And you just, work that dog. That dog will get used to it over time.
And when people get puppies and stuff, what's the ideal sort of age or when should people, because they might wait for a year or two because they think, oh, it's not, But it's not, they're not
20 weeks. I like to take puppies between 20 and 25 weeks. They're a bit more worldly. You know, they're not so skittish with noise. You know, they've been out to the park, so, you know, used to cars on the road. So, yeah, about 20 to 25 weeks. That's my personal age that I'll take them in the trailer.
And with grooming, Michelle, is there any particular types of dogs or styles that you like doing best? Or
I probably don't have a favourite. The thing I like is the transformation. I like getting a dog into the trailer and then, you know, the dog that leaves is completely different to the dog that came in. And then you hear the owners inside going, oh, my God, you look so beautiful. You smell so good. That's what I like about grooming.
And everyone said in your comments, I read through your comments, they leave them as well. And they said about, you're really friendly. So that's a really good bit of feedback for you. They said they love how you deal with their dogs and real friendly. And they said a lot of things about, you know, you got what they wanted as opposed to their previous groomer, which is a comment that I saw, which was quite, must be quite good for you to hear.
Yeah, I love the dogs. I must sound probably a little bit crazy sometimes with people walking past and the way I talk to the dogs. No. I must sound a bit like loopy in the trailer.
No. So you have a conversation with as you're doing, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you find that?
Like a person, really.
And do you find that helps from a calming perspective or?
Yeah, well, I'm not nervous and I'm happy and, you know, having a good time. So that really reflects on how the dog feels about the service as well.
And I was going to say with your business from being in for so long, who sort of suits your business? What sort of personality traits should they have or characteristics?
I think anyone, like I said, I didn't get into grooming until I was 40. So you're never too old to start a new job. But I think you just need to be time orientated. So you need to keep to a time. You need to be a little bit organised as well as love dogs.
And how physical is the job?
It's quite physical. My husband, I've got two trailers and my husband's a big man. He's 6 foot eight. And he's been doing
6 foot eight.
Well, he's been doing
wow
for me. Yeah. And he come home the other day. He's like, I don't know how you little girls do it. He goes, how do you control these big dogs? He goes, I'm so buggered. So yeah, it is. It is a bit physical.
How long did it take you originally to get used to that? Because I've been talking to a few dog wash franchisees, and that's one thing I've learned is just the physicality of just it can be quite tiring at the start.
You do get used to it. I think, you know, in the first few weeks, you might find muscles in your arms and, you know, legs that you hadn't used before, especially for drying and just repetitive movement. But you do get used to it. It's just like anything.
And with your business, you've obviously got a great business. What's the sort of business tips or best bit of business advice you could give to someone starting out?
Take your time off. don't think you can groom 7 days a week because you can't.
So you deliberately done with your 4 day a week? You just so you can deliberately have that 3 days.
Yeah. 3 days off. So, you know, 1 day is always working on the business, not in the business. And then I've got 2 days off where I can actually get away from the business.
Now, is your husband your employee or are you doing it in a partnership?
No, he's my employee.
Really?
He's a subcontractor. So he pays me for having the trailer for the day. And I get in work.
How's that work? How's the boss and the relationship work?
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, that's great. And how does he go fitting in the trailer? 6'8" is probably the biggest dog.
He just fits. He has to duck around the air conditioner a little bit, but he fits.
And how is he finding the job as well, the career?
He loves it. He said, like, it's an amazing job. He's security as well, obviously, the height. What else were you doing? He loves it. He comes back, he goes, this is a brilliant job. He goes, you know, no one even stuck through it for so long.
And I was going to say as well, what are some maybe common questions that you get from customers regarding grooming? Let's say, what's some new advice you can give for them? Or what are the things that you constantly get asked from new customers?
Oh, probably how long between bookings. And really, it's a personal thing. I always say, you know, between 2 and 8 weekly, especially if it's just for washes. And I always say, you know, if you book in 6 weekly and then your dog starts smelling at 4, we know we need to bring it back and we'll start doing 4 weekly. Yeah, so it's mainly like how long we're doing grooms.
And I was going to say as well, is there some common mistakes that customers make as well? Is there some unrealistic sometimes expectations with what can be done?
Yeah, I think people buy dogs and they don't really research the breed. They think, you know, oh, let's get a Groodle. They're great with children, you know, they're friendly, they're outgoing dogs. But hard work, they're lots of brushing. If you want to keep them long, it's brushing, brushing, brushing.
So that seems to be the common thing that people get those breeds and they don't brush it and they expect you to come and be able to fix it. Yeah.
Well, we just shave them off when they don't have to brush it. We can do, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you teach your clients to brush. And most people brush down the back from the head back to the belt to the bottom. But it's actually you brush the other way, brush up.
Are there any particular types of products that you use in particular? Or
I've got two brushes that I use, and it's just a brush. That's the best, brush and comb. So you brush first, comb after, make sure you got all the knots out. But it's, people are time poor. So I think that's, you know, if you're time poor, then you need to get your groomer to come more often.
Now, is there something where you've got a relationship with your customers now where you can just rock up and you can go and grab the dog, or do people still want to bring it out to you? Or how does that normally work?
I still access people's homes when they're not home. So, you know, they'll go, oh, the key's here, and can you grab Miffy? And yeah, you can groom them while they're not home.
And have you been happy with where you are in terms of the business, in terms of, let's say, income as well? You don't have to say how much money you've been making, but income level-wise, you've been happy with what you've been doing?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely happy.
Yeah. And what about the lifestyle for yourself? What do you like to do?
Yeah, well, I like having my time off. I like spending time with the kids. Kids sport on the weekends, and, you know, you always run around. I've got three teenage girls. And, yeah, so spending time with them, running them around, being mum taxi. So I enjoyed my time off with them, you know, and with my dogs. I've got two dogs as well.
What dogs do you have?
They're probably the scruffiest dogs on the street. But
what type of dogs are they?
A Groodle.
Yep.
And I have a miniature schnauzer.
Ah, okay, miniature schnauzer with the
yep. Yeah.
Is there any particular types of breeds as well you like doing the best, or is it just more personality based?
Yeah, the style. I like doing all dogs. There's some you really, you know, you look at your diary and you think, oh, I'm so excited, I'm seeing this dog today. I've got a really good day today, you know, with all the dogs that you do. But yeah, I like grooming schnauzers. I've got one, so, and I groom a lot of them.
And what's your advice to someone maybe wanting to do what you've done in regards to maybe later career change, or what would you say to them if they're thinking about
Don't hesitate. Do it now. It's great. And now that we're coming into summer, it's a really good time to come on board.
All right. No worries, Michelle. Well, thank you very much for your time today. We'll give you this as well for you and your employee, your husband, to go for two free nights at any core hotel in the world. So it's not just South Australia. You can use it anywhere you want. It's worth around $600. So two free nights on the Gyms Group and on behalf of Gym for Being a Star franchisee.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Michelle. No worries. Thank you. No worries. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the episode of the Gyms Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Gyms Group, head to gyms.net or call us on 131 546 Australia or 0800 454 654 New Zealand. And if you did like the episode as well, please make sure you leave a review or a comment or a thumbs up or a comment on the video as well. We appreciate your support. And until next episode, we hope you have a great week.